ॐ मौनव्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुताब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चात्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतान्तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। भगवान् प्रोटेक्टेड् परीक्षित् who was in his mother's womb, Uttara's garbha, from Brahmastra. Seeing this wonder that invincible Brahmastram has fallen flat. Brahmastram could not destroy the child means Bhagavan has protected that child. So Kunti Devi came forward and express their gratitude to the Lord. It's a beautiful stuti containing 26 shlokas. Namaste purusham tvadyam ishvaram prakrute param alakshyam sarvabhutanam antarbahiravasthitam. She addresses Bhagavan Krishna telling, Namaste Adyam Purusham. You are Adya Purushaha Prakrutev Param Ishwaram Sarvabhutanam Antarbhagihi Avasthitam Purusham Namaste. You are indweller in all living beings and in the entire creation. You are the master of the creation. You are a transcendental reality which is beyond Prakriti. When Kunti Devi addressed in this way, Bhagavan Krishna mischievously objected this stuti. Then he asked, Auntie, what happened to you today? So far you are all right. Suddenly why you have become like this? Psycho fan. There are so many psycho fans for me. But suddenly you have joined that club. How can you call me as Ishwara? Because the definition for Ishwara is Yen manasana manute yenahur manomatam tadeva brahmatvam viddhi nedam yaditam upasate. E chakshushana pashyati yena chakshugumshi pashyati tadeva brahmatvam viddhi nedam yaditam upasate. That means Ishwara, definition for Ishwara is he is not available for any sense perception. He is not available for even for the concept of the mind. You cannot even conceive. That is the very definition of Ishvara, when that is the definition, and when I am standing in front of you, seen by you, heard by you, available for your perception, how can you say that I am Ishvara? Understood the question? Ishvara's definition is not available for perception. I am standing in front of you, available for perception. So, how can you call me as Ishvara? And Ishvara's another definition is Nirdosham hi samam brahma. He is a samaha, man of equanimity, ragadvesha rahitaha. He doesn't have whims and fancies or likes and dislikes. When my ragadvesha, likes and dislikes are world famous, because he has already declared, mama prana hi pandavaha, I belong to Pandavas, they are my life, like that I have declared. So, when my ragadvesha is world famous, how can you say that I am Ishvara, who doesn't have any ragadvesha at all? Then Kunti Devi told, Maya javanika channam agnya adhokshajamam yayam na lakshase mudadrusha nato natyadharo yatha. Though you are adhokshajaha, adhokshajaha means one who is not available for indriyas, but one who is behind the indriyas. Akshaja means indriyas. One who is hidden behind the indriyas. He is not available for camera, but he is behind the camera. Camera called our sense perceptions. And you are avyayaha. Still, though you are not available for our sense perception, being adhokshajaha and avyayaha, still you are available for us as avatara. Ignorant people don't know this fact. Since you have hidden your real nature behind the maya shakti. Like an actor has hidden his real nature behind the costume. Yatha nataha natyadaro yatha. Like the real actor has hidden his real personality behind the costume. Similarly, you have hidden your real nature behind the costume called maya shakti. Maya javanika channam. Therefore, mudadrusha tvam na lakshase. People, deha abhimanihinaha, one who doesn't have atma abhimanam, one who is attached to only physical personality, those who are ignorant, they cannot recognize you. Then Bhagavan asked, that means you are jnani. You indirectly say that you are not ignorant, that you have found my real nature. Kunti Devi says, no, not at all. I am ajna only. Ajna means I am also ignorant only. I don't know your real nature. I don't even have the capacity to know your nature also. Then Bhagavan asked, then why you addressed me as Ishvara? Without knowing me, who I am, and without having the capacity to know who I am, how can you address me as? It's a lie. How can you address me as Ishvara? Kunti Devi says, though I may not have the capacity, though I may not know you in reality, but still I have a great source of knowledge. Pramanam, they call it. What is that source of knowledge? Sadhu's words are source of knowledge. Like a child which doesn't have the knowledge who is the father and which doesn't have the capacity to know in that age who can be the father. But still, child calls someone as father. How? Because of the pramanam called mother's words. Mother says that it is so and so is your father. Child accepts. Similarly, I also have accepted their words. She says, Tatha paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pashyema histriyaha. How can an ordinary woman can know about your real nature? Great rishis can claim that they have known you. Great rishis like Vishwamitra can say, Aham Vetmi Mahatmanam Ramam Satyaparakramam. Vishwamitra comes to Dasharatha's court and says to Dasharatha that I know who is Rama. Dasharatha asked, what do you know? Better than you? I know him. Then Vishwamitra says, no, you can never know what I know. You can never know what I know. What do you know about Rama? Ramam Satyaparakramam. Then Gargacharya says about Krishna, Aham Veda no Janaha. I know, people don't know. So Rishis can know you as you are, Sadhus can know you as you are. How can I, an ignorant woman, know you? For me, neither my mind and sense organs are Pramanam, nor your words are Pramanam. If I call you Ishvara, then you object and deny saying Atmanam Manushum Manye. When Bhagavan Rama was called as Bhagavan, so Bhagavan Rama told, no, I am not Bhagavan. Atmanam Manushum Manye. I consider myself as human being only. Then if I call you as ordinary human being, then also you will deny and complain. Avajanantima mudha manushim tanuma ashitam. Idiots don't understand me, you complain. When they say that you are Ishvara, you deny. Then when they say you are an ordinary person, then also you deny, telling Avajananti mamudha manushim tanuma ashitam parambhava majanantaha mama bhuta maheshwaram. So they don't know my parambhavaha, real nature. They don't know. Like that you complain. That is in Gita, Krishna. In Ramayana you see, Ajnana adavaman yeran sarvabhutani lakshmana kartaramapi lokanam shuram karuna vedinam visa. In the last class, in the last week class. He complains to Lakshmana, hey Lakshmana, this entire creation is humiliating me by ignorance. So this way also you deny, that way also you deny. So your words also I cannot depend upon. I don't depend upon your words, but I depend upon the words of sadhus. Because sadhus don't speak inconsistently. What they speak, it is always consistent. And they don't speak according to person, according to situation, according to the purpose, like that they won't speak. They are always truthful and consistent in their devotion to you. They worship you always as Ishvara. Even when Hiranyakashipu declared that nobody should worship you, but still, there was at least one sadhu in the name of Prahlada who did not oblige for that command. Can you say that the words of sadhus, that the words of rishis like Devala, Narada, Vyasacharya, Bhishmacharya are untruth? What are their words? All of them told Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Like that they used to worship. Then that's why whenever in Mahabharata we come across, whenever Bhagavan sees them, he will do namaskara. That's a customary. Younger should do namaskara to elders, and that too is a kshatriya, and they are rishis, brahmanas. So they never give ashirvada to him. They also will do namaskara only. Others will be wondering, what is this? When we do namaskara, they bless us and shower the blessing. But this idiot, when this coward boy does, they are not blessing him at all. So he is not qualified for their blessing also, like that they decide. So here Kunti Devi asked, can you deny their words? Can you deny that you have taken this human form to teach Paramahamsanam Muninam Amalatmanam Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham? To teach this Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means here ultimate knowledge to even rishis like Devala and Narada and Vyasacharya. When such is your greatness, greatness of being a teacher of teachers, Katham Pashyemahi Striyaha, how can we ordinary women know about your real nature. I just believe in their words and accept you as Ishvara. Then Bhagavan says, they may say so. It is their opinion. Simply repeating somebody's opinion will not do anything. So tell me, what is your opinion about me? Tell me how you understood me. Then Kunti Devi says, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. I know you intimately that you are Krishna. My dear Krishna. Lot of meanings are there. Philosophical meaning, I am not going to go there. You are Krishna, my dear Krishna, born to Vasudeva and Devaki, brought up by Nandagopa, therefore you are called Nandagopa Kumara. Born to Vasudeva, therefore you are called Vasudeva. Born to the Devaki, therefore you are called Devaki Nandana. And grown up as a covered by Govinda. Every word has a deep philosophical meaning. When Nandagopa was going, when you were as a child sitting on the lap of some Gopika, so that Gopika asks, who is he, who is he? So by your lotus mouth, you told what? My father, Appa, my father. So what a fortune it is for Nandagopa to be addressed by you as father. Because father, Jagatpita calls someone as father. And what a fortune it is for that cowherd boys and cows and calves to be with you. So in this way that you are sulabaha, adhi sulabaha, so simple, that much only I know about you. So she ends that sentence telling that namo namaha. Ishwaraya namo namaha. Nandagopa Kumaraya namo namaha. How is it? So Bhagavan objects that also. If I am Vasudeva Krishna, if I am Devaki Nandana, then Nandagopa Kumaraha, how can you say namo namaha? Because you don't say namo namaha to ordinary relative, and that too younger in your in that age. I am your brother's son, auntie. How can you say namo namaha? Then Kunti Devi says, even though I have understood you as my brother's son, because Vasudeva was her brother, still I have an experience of your compassion towards the devotees. Along with the faith in the words of sadhus, my experience also joins and declares that you must be Bhagavan himself. My inner mind says that you are not only Vasudeva Putraha, Devaki Nandanaha, Govindaha, you are Bhagavan Vishnu himself. So she says, Namah Pankajana Bhaya, Namah Pankajamaline, Namah Pankajane Traya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Pankaja Nabaha means Pankajam Nabhau Yasya, one who has lotus at the navel. So that from that navel only Brahmaji came out. Then Pankajana Mala Asti Yasya, Pankajamali, one who has a garland of lotus flowers. Pankajavadu prasanne netreyasya, one who has a beautiful eyes like a lotus petal. Then pankajangitau angriyasya, for Bhagavan, Shastra says, whenever he comes in human form, there will be mark in his feet, shankha, chakra and padma like that. So here Kunti Devi says, I consider you as Bhagavan Vishnu himself. Because of experience, personal experience happened in my life, I experienced your compassion towards the devotees. I also one among them, like that when she told. Then Bhagavan asked, how you experienced my compassion towards devotees?
Yatha Rishikesha Khalena Devaki Kamsena Ruddha Atichiram Shucha Arpita Vimochitaham Cha Sahatma Javibhot Vayeva Nathena Muhur Vipadganad.
What is my experience is, hey Rishikesha, you love your devotees more than your physical parents. When Devaki suffered at the hands of Kamsa, Bhagavan did not say. Bhagavan told, Tarhi maam gokulam naya, please send me out. I cannot stay in this jail. And I cannot relieve you also from that jail. How much time it will take for Bhagavan to relieve them parents? But you did not relieve them. What happened? All the years they were suffering in jail, even sacrificing 6 children. Before Bhagavan, 6 children were killed. 7th one is Balarama, 8th one is Bhagavan Krishna. So you did not save them immediately. Whereas in my case, who happened to be your devotee, you have protected me all the while along with my children. Muhuhu vipadganat sahatmajat vayaiva nathena vimochitaham vibho. Ye vibho, O all-pervasive one, you have protected me and my children immediately because we have taken you as our natha, as our master. Muhur muhuhu vipadganat vimochita. Not one occasion, there are so many occasions, but people don't understand your love and compassion towards devotees. They complain, grumble, scold, even change the religion also. So then Bhagavan asks, how can you say that I have protected you? Kunti says, Krishna, I don't want to tell my entire life story. Because my life story is equal to what? Mahabharatam, 1 lakh shlokas. So it is called Mahabharatam. It will not end in one day. I will give some samples wherein I enjoyed your compassion, I enjoyed your grace and protection. I don't list the troubles which I have gone through to complain that you have given all these troubles to me. Yeah, there are two types of listing. One is for complaining, another is for thanksgiving. Generally, when people go to temple, they also list, like this happened, like this happened, like this happened. Then they will ask Bhagavan, why happened? And that too, why for me? If it is for my neighbor, okay. Why for me? They complain by listing their troubles. Everyone has troubles in the world. Even you have had trouble. Everyone has trouble in life, but I had your grace, compassion and protection along with these troubles all. So every chapter of my life is, every chapter of Mahabharatam is, speaks about your grace, your protection. Whenever troubles came to me, immediately I understood that you want to shower your grace on me. I was alert in receiving that grace. See, the maturity. When Duryodhana died, I cried profusely, maybe more than his mother Gandhari. Why you cried profusely for the sake of Duryodhana? Kuntideva says, because Duryodhana was an instrument in bringing your grace. See how the perception, mature perception. When Mahabharatam says Duryodhana was the instrument in bringing troubles to Kunti and her family, she says, Duryodhana was an instrument in bringing your grace. So he only made me to taste your compassion in various trying situations. Then Bhagavan asked, what are those? He is happy in talking with the devotees. and that too totally dedicated devotees. So he asked, what are all those situations?
Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanad Asatsabhaya Vanavasa Krijrataha Mrudhe Mrudhe Aneka Maharathastrato Dravnyastratashchasma Hare Abhirakshitaha.
Here Kunti Devi gives a list of calamities, trials and tribulations wherein she was protected by the Lord, and it shows her a great maturity. Generally people scold Bhagavan whenever troubles come. After scolding also nothing happens, means they will change Bhagavan himself. And there are some religious preachers who will quote, see, your Bhagavan did not save, so come to our religion as though they have another Bhagavan. Come to our religion, change your name, I will get some promotion, you will get some money or something. Problem is not going to be changed, because same Bhagavan only, they are also in that religion also. Because of ignorance, either the so-called devotee changes his religion or Bhagavan. In our Hinduism itself, fellow will go to Vishnu, then nothing happens, he will go to Hanumanji, then nothing happens, Devi, nothing happens, Shiva, finally he may come to Bhagavan Ramakrishna also. Without the knowledge that vipate is because of his own karma. Karma phala only comes to us without our invitation, without our desiring for. So ordinary minds generally claims victory to himself. When victory comes, when sukham comes, when favorable comes, favorable things come, What he says? I worked hard. Night and day I worked hard. So I deserved it, so it has come. But when undesirable thing comes, people blame. Blame God, blame neighbor, blame government, fate. Instead of accepting one's own adharmic actions are cause for suffering, one's own blunders are cause for our troubles, people either complain or scold or even change their religion and God. Here is a devotee of the Lord who thanks the Lord for his grace when she suffered. Because there is only one way to gain this maturity. Bhagavan Krishna in Gita says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam shuddeshe arjuna tishtati Brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani mayaya tameva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharata tat prasadat. You will gain knowledge and moksha. Freedom is what? It will be always in the form of knowledge. Freedom from suffering is will be always in the form of knowledge. What knowledge? That I am Nitya Shuddha Atma, nothing can affect me, there is nothing as a second entity in real terms. That is the only solution for all sufferings. So therefore, tameva sharanam gacha. Either for the sake of knowledge you surrender to him, or for the sake of protection, at least temporarily. That temporary surrender it is. Real surrender is through knowledge. Temporary surrender, tanumanu dhanasabu uchitera. Oh Bhagavan, I have given. At least tell orally. No one can avoid suffering in the life. As yatha dukkam ayatnataha tatha sukham. No one need to work for sukham also. Go beyond dukkam and sukham. Because sukham will come automatically as dukkam comes to you automatically. So don't spend or waste your lifetime and energy in finding sukham or in avoiding dukkham. What you have to do? Tameva sharanam gacha. Sarva bhavena sharanam gacha. So spend your time in devotional practices. Then you get this maturity that whatever happens is because of purva punyakarma or papa karma, it comes in and through the Lord only, and in fact Bhagavan only manifests in that undesirable situation also. A very undesirable situation is nothing but the manifestation of Bhagavan, and you can be a witness. Witness for what? Witness for your own troubles. Witness for your troubled mind, troubled body, troubled family situation, and you can be witness for the protection of the Lord also. How Bhagavan nicely sends someone and protects you. With this maturity, Kunti Devi enlists various trying situations in her life and remembers the Lord with all gratitude. So, Vishad, she says, Vishad, you have protected my children from poison, poisoning. So every word will have one story. Duryodhana was jealous about Bhima's power. So when he was child, something entered in his mind that Yudhishthira is going to be popular person. If he grows nicely in this way, popular way, he will be Yuvaraja. So I will lose the kingdom. Therefore he went to his father and persuaded him, father Dhritarashtra, a blind man, internal and external blind, both. So he insisted, daddy, daddy, now itself you make me as a crowned king, your Raja. He was persuading that old blind man also, because of attachment, somehow he was cajoling his child Duryodhana, telling that yes, yes, I will do, I will do. So Bhima overheard this. Then Bhima called Duryodhana. Hey Duryodhana, come. What? You want to be crowned king? You want a crown for which head? He asked. So Duryodhana showed his head. Bhima gave a knock. So very powerful. Bhima was by birth a powerful person. So Duryodhana got more anger. So he decided to kill Bhima. How to do that? Our uncle is there, Shakuni Mama, like our Google uncle. You type in Google, how to, immediately so many words come. How to make mom, how to make girlfriend, like that. So when he, Duryodhana asked, how to kill, I will give. Shakuni Mama told, Duryodhana was thinking how to, that's all. How to manage maybe, or how to make friendship, correct na? So immediately Shakuni Mama gave a suggestion, how to, you have typed, kill. He gave a suggestion that he likes that Motaka, there is a sweet called Motaka, that Ganesha likes that. Similarly Bhima also liked it. So you have make a festival wherein all children will participate and call the Pandavas also. Naturally Bhima will come. When Bhima comes, all the other Pandavas will come. Try to feed this Motaka to Bhima, which is poisoned. So the conspiracy was done. Then nicely they fed him. As even Bhima was taking that Motaka, he felt something. What is this? Is it tasty? He asked Yudhishthira. Is it tasty? Yes, yes, this is tasty. Ah, yes, yes, this is tasty. Like that, he also took not one or two, thousands of Motakas. So because of his power, he could withstand that poison immediately. Then all children slept in the forest itself. It's an outing type, picnic. Then when Duryodhana, Dushyasana and Shakuni and others saw that Bhima has lied down, so they tied him nicely and threw into the Ganga river. And Vyasacharya says, the place where they threw Bhima, already they have made the shula. Shula means what? Spear or arrows type, sharp spears. So either he should be drowned because of tying, or he should be killed because of poison, or at least he should be killed because of his fears are that Shula. So with that idea they threw him. Because of weight of Bhima, all the Shula got broken. So he is going down. Went to up to Nagaloka. There wherein all the snakes used to be there. Then they started biting him. Already Visha is there. So Visha plus Visha means what? Relief. Poison will be relieved by anti-poison. So he got full strength. Then they took him to their king. Then Nagaraja saw, hey, this is our Bhima, Vayuputra. Vayu Bhagavan is our Devata. So we cannot hurt him. So treat him, give him nice things. Amrita Kalasha was there. One Kalasha, Vyasacharya says, one Kalasha is to be used by entire Nagaloka for 1 year. This fellow finished 8 Kalashas, it seems. 1,000 elephant power will come once you have that potion. So nicely they fed him. 8 days he was in Nagaloka. Here Kunti Devi was searching. Yudhishthira and other brothers were searching. Then Kunti Devi got afraid. So she went and told to our Vidura, what happened I don't know. They might have done something to Bhima. Then Vidura told, since they have done secretly, don't reveal it. If you reveal, then again they will do openly. So these are Rajaniti. So we will see. But one thing is sure. Dharma is with you, Bhagavan is with you. Nothing will happen to you. Don't worry like that. He consoled her. And 9th day they have to do that puja for the deadened one. Because 8 days over, he was not at all seen. So they thought really he has passed away. So this Nagaraja sent Bhima back. 9th day. Bhima with all power. He came back. So here there was no interference of Krishna at all. For all practical sense. Neither Bhagavan Krishna instructed Nagaraja to treat him. Nothing. But Kunti Devi says, you have protected, O Lord. What is the meaning? Dharma has protected him. Very Dharma is Bhagavan. In our Vedic religion, Bhagavan is not away from the creation. He is not hiding somewhere else. And he doesn't give commandments. 10 or 12 commandments he doesn't give. He is very commandment itself. Very commandment is he himself, his own manifestation. Therefore, our Kunti Devi says, you have saved me. Then, Mahagne. So, they came back. They were growing. And Yudhishthira was made as a crowned king, Yuvaraja. Duryodhana was burning like anything. So again our Shakuni Mama gave one more idea. Now he has become new crowned Yuvaraja. So we will arrange for a tour. First is picnic. Second one is tour. Tour for Varanavata. It is there near Uttarakashi. Uttarakashi, Uttarakhand is there in that area. So they will stay there. We will try to finish them. Then Duryodhana asked how the very staying palace will be with wax and other materials, fire prone materials. So simply we will burn them along with the palace. So he has given orders to people to construct a building. These are all with the knowledge of Dhritarashtra only. So entire palace was with wax and fire prone. Once one stick, match stick is enough. It will burn everything. Somehow, Vidura came to know, because Vidura was a minister. So why lot of fire prone materials are purchased and exported to that place? Like that he came to know things like this happening. So he arranged for another fellow who can build that suranga, they call it, tunnel, escape tunnel. So nicely he has arranged it. And on so-and-so date, Purnima day, it should be done. They should be killed, palace should be burned, like that planning. So Vidura sent a word one day before you finish them. Vidura sent a word to whom? Yudhishthira. So Bhima safely rescued all the other brothers and mother, came back, locked, wherein there are one lady and five people who were serving, pretending that as though they are serving, they are waiting for killing these Panja Pandavas. So six bodies were there. Duryodhana was happy. Pandavas are killed. Pandavas got in accident, got died. Like that, entire country news spread. Then Bhishmacharya could not bear the separation of Pandavas. So on that day when he went to do Tarpana, Tarpana means it is done for a ritual, done for dead people. Vidura went near to him and he told, do Tarpana. Tarpana means it's a ritual. You stand in water and take water, offer that water with mantra and offer to that. Tarpayati iti Tarpana. So Vidura went near to Bhishmacharya. He told silently, without mantra do Tarpana. Without mantra do Tarpana means what? Simply take water and pour like this. And Bhishmacharya also is a very great politician. He is not ordinary person. He understood something is there in these words. If idiot is there, why you ask me to do Tarpana without like that? Because Rajatantra, you have to save the children. They are young boys still. So he simply splashed the water. Maybe he might have done Tarpana for Duryodhana or somebody. So he came out. Mahagni, you have protected, O Lord, from Mahagni. In this also, Bhagavan's interference, physical interference, was not there. But still, she says, you have protected me. Because any protection comes to us is always from Lord. Any blessed thing comes to us is always from Lord. Any undesirable comes to us, it is always through Lord, from our karma phala. That must be the understanding. Understood? It is always through Lord, because of our karma phala, all undesirable things, all blessings, all protection comes, not because of our karma phala, because of the compassion of the Lord, because of the compassion of sadhu sangha. For the sake of sadhu, Bhagavan has to protect us. Because sadhu has told, please protect. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, O Bhagavane, please protect all. So, our Kunti Devi says, you have protected my children from Mahagni. Then, Purushad Adarshanad. Rakshasas, Bakasura was there. They came out from that Varanavata. They hid themselves in somewhere else as Brahmanas they were. That Ek Chakra Puri, I think. That town name. So they were living there. There the problem is, there was a Bakasura. So he used to trouble the local people. So they made a memorandum of understanding that every week, whenever you get hunger, weekly once he used to get hunger. So whenever you get a hunger, we will send you a cart load of food items along with one special item called human being. So you can finish both of them. That is the understanding. So every week there will be one family member, one member from one family should go, rotation. One day, that rotation came to the family which was hosting these Pandavas. So So that mother was crying. Father was insisting that I should go. Mother was telling, no, 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 what will happen to us if you go? Going means what? Going means dying. Then children are insisting that you people leave. You can beget more children. So it is our duty to save, protect parents. Like that, everybody was insisting. Then Kunti Devi overheard this. Why they are crying? What happened? Like when they when she asked, they told all this story. Then Kunti Devi told, I have 5 fellows. Really, one fellow himself is bigger meal for that Bakasura. So no problem, I will send. So she kept Bhima in her mind, because there is a chance that he can kill him. And if Bhima goes also, balance is there. 2 children for Kunti, 2 children for that second wife of Pandu, that Sahadeva and Nakula. Nakula's mother and Sahadeva, who is that? Madri. 2 children for Kunti, 2 children for Madri. So the balance is there, dharma is there. So she thought, 1 child I will say. So Bhima very happily agreed, because 1 cart load of food he will get. After taking that food to that place, either the Rakshasa can eat or he can eat if he has the capacity to fight with the Rakshasa. Okay. So after reaching that place, he started eating. Then as usual, Rakshasa got up. Then his own fellow is sitting and eating without any fear at all. So they had a duel and he killed Bakasura. That is called Purushad Adarshana. So he saved him. My child Bhima from the Rakshasa. Then, so they were living in a hiding way. So Bhagavan wanted them to bring back to the main stage. Yeah, they have to come. Dharma Sthapana has to happen. So he went to Drupada and told, hey, you had a promise that you are going to kill Dronacharya and you are going to give your daughter to Arjuna. Because Draupadi, before arrival of Draupadi, Drupada, Draupadi's father, prayed to the Lord, give me a daughter by giving her to Pandavas, I will become powerful. So Bhagavan gave. So how to find out this Arjuna? Where is this Arjuna? Because according to the society, they are already dead and gone. Only Bhagavan knew, Yudhira knew, Bhishmacharya knew. That's all. So how to find out? So Bhagavan suggested, put a competition which cannot be won by anyone other than Arjuna. Arjuna and Bhagavan never met so far. Physically they had never met. So Drupada asked, how can I know what capacity this fellow is having and others having? How can I know? Then Bhagavan gave a beautiful trick. Like that, one competition was kept. Seeing the shadow of an object, you have to hit the object. So Bhagavan was very sure, no fellow knows that except Arjuna. So in getting Draupadi as my daughter-in-law or daughter-in-law, I don't like daughter-in-law word. Or Gurudev, Ranganathanji Maharaj used to say, never say daughter-in-law, it will be quarrelful house. Tell always daughter-in-love. So in bringing Draupadi as my daughter-in-law, you were there. And after marriage, fought for our share, Pandava's share in kingdom. And that fellow Dhritarashtra gave useless desert type of area, and you made that entire area as Indraprastha by helping Arjuna to do that Kandava Dahana. During Kandava Dahana also, Arjuna had to fight against Indra, because in that forest that snake was there, Indra's friend, one snake. The name I have forgotten. So that fellow taken surrender, shelter from Indra. So in order to protect that snake, Indra had to come and fight. So Bhagavan helped Arjuna, and actually Arjuna only won. So in creating Indraprastha also, your hands were there, your grace were there. And in removing obstacles for performing Rajasuya Yaga. Rajasuya Yaga cannot be performed unless all the kings, chota mota kings, accept you as their master, as superior to them. Either because of your character they should accept, or because of power they should accept, or because of relationship they should accept. So many people accepted Yudhishthira as their master because of his character. Yudhishthira Ajata Shatru, his name was, for whom there is no enemy at all. From his vision, he never considered anyone as either competitor or enemy. But Jarasandha and other people were there. They are totally against Krishna. So Krishna is friend of Yudhishthira, therefore they were against Yudhishthira also. So how to take care of this Jarasandha? Then also Bhagavan only helped. We should have a trick. We will go as Brahmanas. In Brahmana Vesha, all of us will go. All the three of us will go. Then he respects Brahmana. Even though he was a cantankerous person, he respects Brahmanas. So we will ask a boon. Generally, what do you want? Like that, when Raja asks, he will give automatically whatever he has. If he has the capacity to give, when you ask that, he will give. So we will ask for Dvandva. Like that, Bhima fought against Jarasandha. There also, O Lord, you protected my children. And in conducting Rajasuya Yaga, you are the key person. Because of your presence, all the rishis came. Otherwise, who will come? For Yudhishthira, there was no separate individuality at all. Always Yudhishthira was under the protection of Bhagavan Krishna. So, when Narada Bhagavan came from heaven, he told that, I saw your father, in Father Pandu in heaven. He told, please ask my son Yudhishthira to perform Rajasuya Yaga. That was the news given by Narada Bhagavan. So Yudhishthira immediately, neither he said yes or no, immediately he saw Krishna's face. What is the opinion of Krishna? Bhagavan told, you are the only person qualified for emperorhood, because emperor should be a nobleman. And the entire country is trembling under the rulership of all cantankerous personalities like Jarasandha, Shishupala, Dantavaktra, Duryodhana, like that. So one nobleman should be an emperor. So Bhagavan helped. And because of the presence of Bhagavan, all the rishis also came. And because of your grace, O Lord, Yudhishthira was made as an emperor. Then Asat Sabhaya. Asat Sabha means a sabha wherein asats were there. Asat means what? All evil people were there. She mentions about Draupadi's disrobing incident. So wherein father-in-law was sitting, Bhishmacharya was sitting, Dronacharya was sitting, Krupacharya was sitting, and all the husbands, five husbands were sitting. None of them could protect my Draupadi. Because of your grace, her honor was protected. When Duchasana held the hairs of Draupadi, even Vyasacharya cries. He says, that hairs are not ordinary hairs. Ye Rajasuya Vabhrute Jalena
महाकृतौ मन्त्ररूपेण स्निग्धाः ते पाण्डवानां परिभूय वीर्यं बलात् प्रमृष्टा धृतराष्ट्रजेन.
दट् हेड् इस् नाट् एन् आर्डिनरी हेड्. दट् हेड् गाट् अभिषेक. क्वीन् वास् डन्, एम्परर् अण्ड् क्वीन् वास् डन्, अभिषेक वास् डन्. दट् जल, दट् तीर्थ इस् देर् न. दट् वाटर् वास् नाट् आर्डिनरी वाटर्, मन्त्रभूत वाटर्. आल् दि मन्त्रास् इन्वोक्ड्, आल् दि मन्त्रास् अण्ड् ऋषीस् पोर्ड्, ऋषीस् गेव् देयर् ब्लेसिङ्ग्स् आन् दट् हेड्. दट् हेड् वास् काट् होल्ड् बै दुश्चासन. सो इट् इस् नाट् एन् आर्डिनरी इन्सिडेण्ट् wherein the queen, wife of emperor, in front of emperor and other husbands, in front of all the so-called great people, they are all sitting. None of the fellow could say that, hey, Duryodhana, stop this nonsense. Even though Duryodhana has won her as the slave, this is not the place to dishonor a slave. Even if she is accepted as slave, can he disturb anyone? Even if she is your slave, they did not have that capacity. So that is why Bhagavan says afterwards in during war time, all these fellows were standing, sitting there, na? Finish up. Arjuna, the same Bhishmacharya was there. He did not open his mouth. Dronacharya was there. He did not open his mouth. This is an extreme situation which can happen in a human being's life. You cannot imagine a queen is disrobed in front of her own people, by her own people, in her own palace. And the people, not only what you call wise people were there, elderly people were there, not only elderly and wise, they are powerful. One Bhishmacharya bow sound is there, na? That itself is enough. Duryodhana will run away. One Bhima's garjana is enough. One Arjuna's that bow sound is enough. People will run away. But still nothing happened. That is a sample for human life. In spite of presence of every fellow in the creation, in spite of presence of you being the queen of the entire country, in spite of being the wealthiest person in the nation, but still there is a possibility that very honor, personal honor will be in trouble. So Bhagavan alone, he is the real protector. So our Kunti Devi remembers that with all gratitude. Then Vanavasa Kritrataha, after defeating Pandavas in the die game, when they asked us to live in Vanavasa, there also the Duryodhana did not allow our children, my children, to live peacefully. He sent Durvasa Rishi in the disguise of getting bhiksha from Yudhishthira, that too after 2 o'clock. That patra was there, Akshaya patra, which was given by Surya Narayana. That patra also was given by Surya Narayana. Who is Surya Narayana? Bhagavan only. So nothing will be there once Draupadi finishes her food. So that time when Durvasa Rishi came along with 10,000 rishis and Yudhishthira, without knowing all the conspiracy, he invited these rishis. Then when she came and asked Draupadi, please feed. And she said, no, I have finished my food. It is over. Everything over. Now what will happen? Durvasa Rishi is famous for giving shapa. So Draupadi naturally remembered Bhagavan. Then Bhagavan immediately appeared there. Draupadi, is there any food? I am very hungry like that. Hey, already I am in trouble. You are also coming and adding my trouble. Please solve my trouble. No food. No, see, go and see in that vessel. There is a small portion that is a particle of rice was there. So Bhagavan took half of that and told, I am satisfied. Tasmin tushte jagat tushtam preenite preenitam jagat. When Bhagavan said that I am satisfied, my stomach is full. In his stomach only all creation is there. So all the rishis got the feeling that their stomach is full. Same thing happens in Sri Ramakrishna's life also. When he was going along with the disciples in a boat, all were hungry. So then Bhagavan Ramakrishna asked to purchase some eatables. So they thought after taking a little bit, he will share with us. he nicely finished everything, and then I am satisfied. All the others got relief from that hunger. So, Vanavasa Krishrataha, you protected Pandavas and Draupadi from Duruvasa Rishi's Shapa, and went as a messenger and got humiliated. And mrudhe mrudhe aneka maharathastrataha. In war, how many times my children would have died? If you are not there, how many times my children would have died? One Acharya, Madhusudana Saraswati, writes the possibility of danger in Mahabharata war for Pandavas. Then he wonders how they crossed all these dangers. Bhishmadronatata jayatratajala gandhara nilotpala shalyagrahavati kripena vahani karnena velakula ashvatthama vikarna ghora makara duryodhanavartini sotirna khalupanda vairananatihi kaivartaka keshavaha. Because Keshava was kaivartaka, boatman, they could cross this river, Rana Nadi, this battle river called battle. The two tatas are there, banks. Who are they? Bhishma and Drona. Powerful fellows. Dhetra de Jala, Dhetrata was there as waters. Then Gandhara Nilotphala. Nilotphala means it's a creeper, water creeper. It sucks everyone, whoever gets inside. That is Gandhara, Shakuni Mama. Then Shalya Grahavati, there is a whirlpool. Shalya is like whirlpool. Kripena Vahani, Kripacharya is current, powerful current. Karnena Velakula, Velakula means it is a type of shark or something. Karna was like that. Ashwatthama Vikarna Ghora Makara. Who are they? Ashwatthama and Vikarna. Duryodhana Avartini. So simply, they might have sucked into this type of river with all dangers. But so tirna kalu. Aha, how they crossed like that, he wonders. Then Kunti Devi continues, mrudhe mrudhe aneka maharathastrataha. You are protected from all types of missiles. Because of your presence, Hanumanji was there. Because of Hanumanji's presence, the protection happened. In last day, when Arjuna finished his war, Bhagavan told, hey, get down first. Then Arjuna asked, what is this, Bhagavan? You are driver? You should get down. First driver should get down and open the car, na? Like that. That is the respect. Today is a grand day for me. I have won the war. Of course, by your help and grace. But I need respect. Please, you get down first and then receive me and welcome me and congratulate me. Like that, he told. Then Bhagavan told, hey, shut up, nonsense, all this nonsense. Get down first, he told. So he got down, then Bhagavan got down. Immediately, as even Bhagavan got down, the entire Ratha got into fire. Then Arjuna was with lot of fear asked, what happened? Why it happened? Because the Ratha was given by Indra, Indra Devata. What happened? Why it is? Hey, because of my presence, Hanumanji was sitting on the flag. So therefore, you are protected. Once I come down, he also will come down. Once he goes away, all the missiles are waiting to get fired. So like this happened, like that. Maha Rathastrataha, you have protected. And at last, finally, just now you have protected. Draunyastrataha, that is Ashwatthama's Brahmastram, you have protected my Vamsha. Harehe Abhirakshitaha Asmi. Abhirakshataha, I am protected always or closely protected by you. O Lord, still you ask what I did for you. Bhagavan asked, what I did for you? Why you are glorifying all these things? O Lord, I cannot describe your compassion totally. I cannot pay back your grace. I don't have even enough devotion not fit for your grace. You can be persuaded by any simple act of devotion. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachyati. Simple water is enough. Ordinary leaves are enough to propitiate you. So you are like a child which can be satisfied by mere chocolate. Child will have precious diamond. You give chocolate, the child may give you diamond also like that. You don't know the ways of a world. Because ways of world is what? Equal exchange only, or if possible, cheating exchange. But you are cheated by devotees. So I assuage myself by singing your grace, by calling your name repeatedly, by remembering you and your protection. That is my way of paying back to you your grace. Then Bhagavan will ask, all right, auntie, hereafter I cannot deny that you have totally understood my real nature, that I am avatar and other thing. Now ask for a boon. She will ask a beautiful boon, which no devotee so far asked. In the entire religious history, we don't come across that any devotee has asked for this boon. That we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashoshanam Drunam Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.